The challenge trying to build a rapport with both Tom and Jimmy?
It's, you know, for me, I'm not even worried about it. I'm worried about going out there and making sure that, you know, they know that, you know, they can count on me to know what I'm doing and to get open and catch the ball.
How was the competitiveness level today, first day in pads, you guys going up against the corners in some one-on-one drills, 11-on-11?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, we were looking forward to it. You know, we're out there now. It's, you know, we're playing football now. There's no more, you know, with the shells on or just helmets. You know, we're in football. This is real football now. So, you know, we look forward to this, and we kind of had our minds right for, you know, the one-on-ones with the DBs and the blocking drills and all that kind of stuff. But it was a lot of fun today.
I wanted to ask you about one play in particular, kind of towards the end. Caught a ball in the end zone with, I think it was Malcolm who was on you.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like you may have had a hand in there. You know,
you
do a lot of drills before practice on concentration, you know, holding on to balls when somebody's pulling at your arm at times.
Yeah.
How was that play kind of indicative of the work?
Yeah, I mean, down there, it's bang, bang. You know, things happen a lot very fast. So you just got to be able, you have to be ready for that physical catch, you know, because a lot of times DB is going to be right there. It's not a lot of times that you're going to be just wide open in the end zone. So, you know, I went up for it. I knew Malcolm was there, so I just had the, you know, strong hands come down with it.
Sense any of the frustration from Malcolm's end? It looked like he was clapping.
You know, he was there, so I'm sure he wanted to make that play.
Is it important to make those plays at this time?
You know, yeah, definitely. Kind of
trust.
It's any time you get the ball thrown to you in camp, you know, it's important for you to take advantage of all those opportunities.
So are you locking down some of the DBs in practice? How seriously do you take your duties as a blocker?
Very serious. You know, this is, you know, we're stressing the run game, and we got to be able to run the football. And, you know, a lot of guys don't know this, but, you know, being a receiver, you know, you're a big part of the run game because these backs, you know, they get a little window and they're gone. And if you're not blocking downfield, you know, you might you know, you could be the block that sets them off for a touchdown. So we take that very seriously, and we're going to continue to work on it throughout camp.
Chris, does the special teams experience you have help toward that end, being a more physical player in the run game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a mindset. You got to be able to, you know, stick your nose in there sometimes and sustain blocks. You know, you're not going to be out there just, you know, hand fighting with guys. You got to be able to play physical. And yeah, definitely, you know, being on special teams, you know, my last, you know, years in this league has definitely helped me, you know, just become a more physical receiver.
I think it was day one, you and Donald were working in between fields, Donald Brown, and you had the towel wrapped around your arm. We were talking about making the catches and the difficult catches. Is that something you brought here? Because I don't think I've ever seen.
Yeah, actually, I picked it up. I'd seen someone doing it, you know, just a random video that I saw, and I thought it was a really good drill just because, you know, there's so many times where you're catching the ball, but, you know, there's a guy that's right next to you trying to rip your arm down, and it's just a good drill to work on that, you know, to step to the ball, be strong, and, you know, so something that, you know, I can kind of keep working on.
Yeah, he was jostling you pretty good there.
Yeah, so, you know, you gotta, I mean, there's strong guys in this league, so you gotta make sure that you know, step to the ball strong and have strong hands.
Chris, you were talking about the catch under the goalpost, if I heard you right. There was one a couple before. What happened on that? Did he bat it away from you? I couldn't see, if you recall, like over the middle, maybe up the right hash.
The one on the sideline? Just one of those ones where you kind of went up for it. I probably jumped and I didn't need to jump and kind of lost sight of the ball. And, you know, that's one of those plays. You know, you guys talk about the, you know, making most of your opportunities. You got to come down with that every single time.
That's what I was asking. I didn't.
Yeah, no, nah, that was.
They made on, you know, it was a good play on the defense.
Yep.
Is it important for you to, you know, you talk about opportunities, to capitalize on this time because maybe you get more reps with Julian and Danny still on the mend a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, any chance that you get to be on the field and, you know, get an opportunity to catch, run, whatever it is, whenever you're on this field, everything's being evaluated. So you need to make the most of every single opportunity that you get.
Have those guys been in your ear at all? We see them out here on the field. I'm sure, you know, you're with them inside as well. You know, a couple guys you take pride in their blocking too, and obviously know the offense. Have they been helpful to you so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are the guys that you kind of look to for answers if you have questions, just because they've been around the longest. So having them out there is nice, just because if you have questions, you can go to them, and they're good guys to learn from. You know, just watching the film from last year, or, you know, the years and the years past, you know, you see how physical they play and see how they play the position. It's good to see, you know, watch them and learn from them.
Who's got the quickest feet in the wide receiver group? Is it you? Is it Jules?
There's it would be a tough competition.
This might be a dumb question, but if I preface the question by saying that, I'm okay with it.
But okay, no such thing as dumb question.
Are you, you know, like everybody else who's itching to see what this offense looks like once everybody's kind of back to full strength?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of weapons on this team. So hopefully we can get everybody healthy quickly, and hopefully we can get everyone out there together because, you know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, you want to put the ball in their hands. So it'll be fun to see once everyone gets healthy.